Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN Chicago.
All right, 7:13. Joining us on the phone is Ross Cochran, who, you know, not easy to book at this point anyway, because he's kind of busy. Good morning, son. How are you?
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, good. I'll bet you are. I'm happy to have you here, and you will eventually return to work. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably.
All right, so in the meantime, I feel like I need to apologize to some people who I've been lying through my teeth to for the past few days because I wanted you to have the opportunity to make the official announcement here on the show. But for everybody that works here and everybody I know and everybody that's called and everybody that's asked, I'm sorry I lied, but it was all for this moment and this reason. Are you a father yet?
I am. Abigail Grace Cochran was born on December 17th at 5:26 p.m.
How about that? How about that?
That's awesome.
How about that? Yeah, go ahead.
That's
yeah,
absolutely. Congrats.
Now, you've all seen the pictures. I think we can all agree that's a ridiculously cute child.
She's so cute.
Maybe the cutest baby I've ever seen.
Good call by you, Dave. I think that's accurate.
Aside from my own.
And she has hair.
Yes, but yet still genetically related to me. All right, so but this was a little earlier than scheduled, and Lauren's doing fine? To have to ask Lauren's all the questions doing, I know the answer to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Lauren's doing fine. The labor was about 24 hours. I was awake for 23 of them. Lauren was awake for 23 and about 58 minutes of them. She did without pain meds. The baby did great the entire time, and we're just getting settled in the home. So it's it is the best and kind of weirdest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, now, unfortunately, Ross has a cold, so he's been quarantined. He's been bubble boy for the last couple of days.
No baby for you?
Is he wearing a mask?
Pretty tough. When Amy was born, I had the flu. It's pretty tough. You got your brand new kid. You can't hold her.
No.
You can't hold him. You know, whatever. So are we getting closer to where you can actually have contact with your child again?
Yes, we are. We're definitely getting closer to that. I'm feeling a lot better. And, you know, sleeping whenever sleep is happening, which is not that often.
Yeah, and have you learned anything? Have you noticed anything? Have you?
Yes. One of the many, many, many onesies that my sister, Amy Cochran, got for Abigail had a very strange label on it, which essentially said, warning, this piece of clothing is not fireproof.
The onesie?
What?
The onesie.
That's crazy.
I don't know why. Are there people out there who think, these clothes are for a baby? Obviously, they're fireproof.
Was Abigail be playing with matches when she has no control over her fingers?
Right. Like that definitely caught me off guard. Really, the thing that I've learned thus far is that my wife is really good at having babies and really being a mom, and that this is what we signed up for, and I'm really, really grateful to be doing it. And
now,
thank everybody, you know, at work and just all the listeners for all their like crazy, crazy, crazy amounts of love and support.
Yeah, that's been very nice. And I'm glad you're finally able to reveal that Abigail Grace has been in the infant protection witness situation for the past few days. Is she settled into to home the way you expected?
Yeah, actually. You know, that was definitely the concern with having to be at the hospital for a little bit, that she would think that the hospital was like the routine and the hospital's home. But she got very comfortable at home very quickly, is currently asleep with mama, which is good. And we're actually on our way to our first pediatrician appointment.
Oh.
That's what adults do. They take their kids to a pediatrician appointment.
Yeah. Well, don't get too ahead of the game. You're not an adult, really.
Is Ross taking questions from the,
yes,
from the group? Okay. Since we don't know a lot of the answers to the questions,
uh-huh.
I have a question, Ross, with a follow-up as well. Are you going, beautiful name, by the way, Abigail or Abby?
For now, it's Abigail.
Okay, now it's Abigail.
We're not against Abby, because if we were against Abby, it would have been weird to name her Abigail. But for now, it's Abigail, and we'll kind of let life decide, you know, whether that nickname sticks.
I think it's a beautiful name. My follow-up is, have you ever seen so much pink in your apartment in your life, or did you ever think you would?
Yeah, I went through a brief phase where I thought I was going to be a dancer. So there's a lot of pink in my apartment at that point. No, there's not. There's quite a bit of pink. But honestly, people did really, really well. Almost everything we have was really, really practical, which kind of caught me off guard. I was expecting to have to do a lot of, like, fake enjoyment about, you know, weird foo-foo presents. The one thing that we have enough baby blankets to clothe all of the babies in the world. So if anyone is in need of a baby blanket, we have some.
Yeah, just call me. Yeah, I'll hook you up. And by the way, we were talking about the name. The name seems to be universally high-fived, Abigail Grace. And we're talking about a lot in the past couple of days. And Grace may be the most perfect middle name. I don't know that there's anything that Grace doesn't go with.
My granddaughter is named Grace. Lovely girl.
Yeah.
Steve Grace would have been weird.
Well, you know, it's a female name. It's a female name.
Andrea, didn't you pick the name Grace?
I did pick the name, yeah.
Yes.
Someone picked
Andrea Wednesday. Won, I think, though.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah. I get the broken trophy.
Oh,
as
no,
my
no.
present.
Well, Ross, your mom guessed the baby's delivery within like 45 minutes. And the weight within an ounce.
Oh, she
what was the weight?
She hit an
by
inside
way.
Track.
What was the weight?
Oh, inside
never
track.
Said.
The weight.
She was 8'7" and 21 and a half.
Oh, 8 pounds.
Do we actually look at our predictions? I mean, all of us.
Yeah, who's got the paper? Jeez,
so competitive, Dave. This beautiful
Dave
little baby has joined us
won.
In the world, and all you want to know is, did I win?
Oh, I'm so happy the baby has joined us.
Do you have
us.
A question for us?
I want to know if I won. how's the whole changing thing going?
It was good. I actually, you know, because I've been quarantined, I haven't been able to do a whole lot. But I actually got my first, broke my my diaper inexperience yesterday. So got my first one in yesterday, and it went well. I talked to Abigail about it. She said she gave me, you know, 4 out of 5 stars.
Nice.
Was that when she told you she liked me best, or was that later?
That was later.
Okay.
And what is she calling you, Steve?
I think we're going to go with G-Pops eventually, but right now she's just calling me, but frankly, a lot of people have referred to me that way. But the diaper thing, you know, you and I never talked about this, son. The good news of the diaper thing is until she starts eating solid food, it's nothing. It's breeze. It's only when the solid food starts happening, that's when you're going to need a hazmat outfit.
Yep.
You'll see colors you've never seen.
Yeah. Mary, you have a question on the new father?
I did. I just asked about the weight and the height and things like that.
How about you, O? You have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. Does she have a paper route yet?
O wants her contributing to capitalism.
She does not. I don't know if she knows what paper is yet.
That's true. That's true.
But we have a coal mine that we sent a job application.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Right there.
How about you, Kev? You have a question for your friend, Ross?
Ross, has she indicated any interest yet in Illinois State University? And have you started planning for her 4 years down in Redbird Nation?
Kevin, you know exactly how much I make. We've had to start saving just for 1 year of Illinois State, Fear the Bird. About 8 months ago.
On Ross's current salary times 18 years before she starts college, he should have enough to buy her a book.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Congrats, Ross.
So I don't know who you work for, but that guy's got to start paying you better. Well, I love you, son, and thanks for the baby, because she is unbelievable.
Steve, she is not yours.
Let me tell you something.
You can just visit her.
I just showed you a picture, and all I do is stare at the picture of this little squirt, because that is some kind of face.
That's adorable.
Great. A picture of her right before she left the hospital. She's got this look on her face like, I'm ready. Let's hit it.
Does she look like Lauren or Ross?
Both.
Oh, good. Steve. Yeah.
The good news is...
Not Steve.
The good news is she has a regular size head and a chin.
Wow.
And 18 years from now, you'll say, my God, where did the time go?
Yeah. Enjoy every second, everybody.
Absolutely.
It does fly.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Congrats,
love you. Talk to you later, bud.